Good morning, everyone. It's about 2:30 in the morning here in Pineville on the Sunday morning of the 19th of July. And I have entitled this video, The Heritage of the Lord. You know, many people look at their genealogies. They look at their lines of generation of their genealogy. Paul calls it endless genealogy, endless genealogies. You know, the only genealogy that I'm concerned about is the heritage of the Lord. Have we been purchased by His blood? If we have been purchased by His blood, we have the grandest heritage that anyone could ever hope for. Absolutely. And Peter calls it reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God to salvation. We are particular people, we are peculiar people, and we have been purchased by the blood of Christ. What a heritage we have. We're ready now for we're working through this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect, from everlasting to everlasting. And we're in the 17th chapter now, and this is titled The Prophet Amos and His Question. Prophet Amos asked a very important question. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? You know, why do we have in this country an organization called Black Lives Matter that is Marxist? Why do we have violence being perpetrated in the United States? Well, I'm going to just ask the question again that Amos asked. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? Amos 3:6. Down through my life, many have tried to assert that God has nothing to do with evil. But we find this assertion contrary to the Word of God. We also find in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there's none beside me. I am the Lord, there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth, What maketh thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. Isaiah 45:6-9. I received an email from a man that I used to attend a church with, and he asked me, why are you writing a book Why are you concerned about those that God has not chosen? Hence the title of my book, God Does Not Love Everyone. Why are you concerned about those God has not chosen? My answer was that I was concerned about all of Holy Writ, not just part of it. Remember Robert Schuller, Crystal Cathedral, and Bishop Sheen as guests? Well, Robert Schuller said that reading the Bible is like eating fish. When you run into a bone, you spit it out. Likewise, when you read or hear something you get from the Bible and you don't like it, just spit it out, he said. Well, in the book of Revelation, we are told, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book, this book. And if any man shall take away the words of the prophecy of book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." Revelation 22:18-19. And this is not just speaking about the book of Revelation, but the entire Word of God. The prophet Jonah discovered quickly that the results are for a child, what the results are for the child of God disobeying the Lord. Jonah says, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee. With the voice of thanksgiving I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish and vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." Jonah 2:7-10. For God's people, when we arch our back and rebel against God, he often prepares the fish to swallow us up, doesn't he? He often prepares the fish to swallow us up. And when we cry out to him, he causes that fish to vomit us up on dry land. Micah the prophet shows not only the spiritual deliverance of Zion by Christ who was to be born in Bethlehem, but the providential hand of God over their lives in delivering them from their enemies. "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of these shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces. Then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men, and they shall waste the land of Assyria with the sword, from the land of Nimrod in the entrance thereof. Thus shall he deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land, and when he treadeth within our borders. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep. who if he go through both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Thine hand shall be lifted up on thine enemy, adversaries, and all thine enemies shall be cut off. Micah 5, 2 through 9. Well, it's important to know that God has our back. He elects back. And nothing can happen to them without their Heavenly Father ordaining it. By the way, that's applicable to everyone. Nothing can happen to anyone without God ordaining it. There are no maverick molecules. There are no maverick molecules. If there are any maverick molecules, then God is not God. We see the prophet Micah foretelling of the judgment against his people's sins, but in the same chapter proclaiming the remedy, that is God's grace and forgiveness and his victory over his enemies. Therefore I will look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. I shall arise when I sit in darkness. The Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light and I shall behold his righteousness. This is the absolute proclamation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Welcome aboard Agwati Adia from Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome this morning. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day that the walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to thee from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress, even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein for the fruit of their doings. Feed thy people with the rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitarily in the wood in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old, according to the days of the coming out of the land of Egypt, will I show unto him marvelous things. We as God's people are the heritage of the Lord. He talks about us being the flock of his heritage. The nations shall see it and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of the holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion on us, he will subdue our iniquities. And thou wast cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Micah 7, 7 through 20. Well, this morning, we need to be reminded that we are the heritage of the Lord. We have been purchased with his own blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jonah said, salvation is of the Lord. It's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. We should be crying out to God daily for mercy and grace, realizing we are living amongst those who are full of rage and hate. What evil abounds in the souls of men? We cry out for mercy and grace for God to protect us from all this sin. Have mercy on me, O God, my Savior, should be our daily cry. Let not the evil one overtake one such as I. Daily mercy and grace God's children need each day until the evil one is taken out of the way. We're in the midst of a perverse generation. We're living in the midst of Sodom and Gomorrah. But in the midst of all of that, underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. We have been given the gift of the wonder of grace. How can we describe this wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear son to die for a wretch so unworthy undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like you and me? It's the wonder of grace, that's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to my soul, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls my destiny. And yes, I gaze on his face and continue to thank him for the wonder of grace. What a heritage we have. The Lord loves his children forever. And everlasting love means his love he will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amidst all this strife. Whatever his children go through, he's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before his Father, too. When we don't know how to pray, he's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and he will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to him if we were not his daughters and sons, for they are adopted into his family. This work is already done. I'm glad that God's word forever stands. And that we can trust his word. Many today will give you their word of things they're going to do, but many times what we find out is what they've said is just not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because he cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words he spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. Well, all men are born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son, the work Christ did do, dying on the cross. for his people the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying there for me. Yes, born and conceived in sin, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Well, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that Christ would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by Christ's eternal love. Well, I hope you have a blessed Sunday today, and I hope that these scriptures will build you up in the most holy faith. And let us remember that if we're blood bought, we are the heritage of the Lord. May God be with you today in a special way, is my prayer.